Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Goshen was where God, think about it a moment. These were Israelites, these were Hebrews, who when Moses first went to deliver them, they didn't want nothing to do with it. They said, man, leave us alone. You're going to make Pharaoh get worse with us. And he did. And Pharaoh got worse with him and said, all right, because of this, y'all going to make brick without straw. And they went to Pharaoh to apologize. Listen, forget about Moses. Forget about what he said. We will do what he said. No, we ain't changed it. So you have to understand, they had Egypt all in them. They were in Goshen, but they still had Egypt all in them. So God had to do something in the process of time. So there are going to be many carnal saints. Many saints that are out there, one foot in the world, one foot in the church, one foot serving God, one foot serving the devil, that during the time of crises are going to start to draw near to him. There are going to be many. You'll see them. They come out the woodworks. But see, you have to understand the Israelites had a slave mentality. They preferred Egypt to being delivered because they'd gotten comfortable. So God allowed crises to shake the system and to deal with his people. I was using an example I've used here before. You know, a guy, this made up story, but he asked how high he could jump. He said maybe about a foot off the ground. I said, all right. But one day he was doing something, delivering a package somewhere, and a doberman got out after him. He was inside the fence. The fence was closed, but he got to the fence and jumped right over the fence. See, necessity said, no, you can jump higher. See, some folk been jumping that 1 foot because that's all they need. But when necessity kicks in, and your gift gets stirred up, and that adrenaline starts to flow, you'll find out what your real potential is, right? So it appears, Pharaoh says, the land of Egypt is before you, the best of the land, make your father and your brother dwell there. Israel was in Egypt, but Israel was given a distinct territory in Egypt. This is very, very important. Israel was in Egypt, but they were given a distinct territory. You have a jurisdiction. This is why it's important for you to know your domain, run in your lane, and not somebody else's lane. This is why it's so foolish to compare yourself with somebody else. They're running another race than you're running. They're not even responsible for what you're responsible. So, you know, and they can be in another season than what you are in. And you're looking at them getting blessed, and now you got jealous, or you get mad, or you know what? You get blessed, and you look at someone else, and you think something wrong with them. No, you're just in another season. Rejoice with them that rejoice, right? This is really significant. They were in Egypt, but they were not absorbed into Egypt. God kept them separated. Even the carnal saint, to some degree. And when that time comes, you're going to see a lot of carnal people get real holy. Because they were not absorbed in Egypt. They were surrounded by Egypt, like we are today. We're surrounded. We're in the world. We're surrounded. But covenantally, they were distinguished from Egypt. That's what distinguishes us from the world. Our covenant. Now, I want you to notice something. I'm a little ahead of myself here, but the covenant, you don't see it. It's invisible. Egypt didn't see the covenant. But during this time of deliverance, hear me, God's going to make the covenant visible. He's going to distinguish his people. It's going to be no question who's serving God and who ain't serving God. It ain't going to be no blurred line. It's going to be a line there, and the world is going to know who's serving God. The world's going to know who's not serving God. I'm going to give you a scripture on that, because during this time, God's going to sever. God's going to do it. Ain't going to be no, part-time Christians. I don't even like the word Christian, part-time saints. Israel was under the geographic boundaries of Egypt, but under the covenant government of God. Geographically, they were under the boundaries of Egypt, but spiritually under the covenant government of God. So we're in the world, but we're governed by another covenant government. This is amazing to me. The more I think about this, how God has us here. Well, let me say, we're here, but we're not here. We're in it, but we're not of it. And the more that you draw near to him, the less hold that this world has on you. As far as how you think, limitations it puts on you, fear, all that stuff, that has no part of you. So you can walk right through this world without fear, without bondage, because we're in it, but we're not under it. Look at somebody and say, this is Goshen. Prophetically, I'm going to say this again, Goshen is a divine jurisdiction established within a hostile or shaking environment. The environment we live in is hostile. Thank God he preserves us. Amen. A lot of things you never encounter. A lot of things you never see. Thank God. Well, it's not like in some countries where you see people dying all the time and being blown up and starvation and all those things. Some people, but covenant people, thank God you don't see a lot of this stuff. This stuff doesn't come near you. Think about it a moment. Why? Goshen. Goshen is a divine jurisdiction established within a hostile and a shaking environment. And this is exactly what's happening in the world. It's shaking. And it's going to shake more and more and more till God finishes shaking it. A hostile environment. I pray that God will open the eyes of his children. We don't walk in fear. We don't walk in none of that. But it behooves us to see. It behooves us to see, so that we can actually see. You understand what I mean? When you can see something, you don't have to experience it. You don't have to taste the fruit. Now, I see how wicked it is. I don't have to have tried it or experienced it. Now, I can see it. Let me say it again. Goshen is a divine jurisdiction. Immediately we can think at this time, like we can think of Jesus' prayer. In John 17, verse 15 and 16, Jesus said, I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Right? John 17, 15, 16. Jesus praying. He didn't say, take them out. He didn't say, Lord, take them out of the world. He didn't say that. He prayed, keep them while they are in it. Think about it a moment. Some of us have had closer brushes with perhaps death or the enemy in certain areas than others, but think about how God has kept you.
This is more than another church anniversary. This is a divine appointment.
God is your source. You got to get this in your mind, and it will begin to manifest itself in the physical realm.
This is a prophetic gathering for everyone hungry to experience God's power and walk in covenant authority.
God will give strategies. Oh, yes.
Join Resurrection Life Family Worship Center for our 34th church anniversary celebration, July 22nd through the 26th. Ministering throughout the week, Apostle Joseph Prude.
Whose destiny are you adding to? Purpose, if it goes beyond you, is real.
Apostle Aramis Hines.
God will fight on your behalf. He wants to know if you really believe him and his word, because nothing is impossible for God.
Apostle Tony Hamilton.
He said, Lord, I can't see it yet, but I can't feel it yet. But because you're alive, it is already done in Jesus' name. Come on.
And our very own Apostle Trevor Banks Sr.
The best is still yet to come. Think about it in a moment. Where you came from, how you were counted out, how you were down and out. But God. Why? Covenant.
There will be morning sessions, night sessions, fresh revelation, powerful worship, life-changing encounters. Meet us at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. 34 years of ministry, one unforgettable week. Come experience covenant authority.
God don't deal with time. He deals with covenant. Ain't nothing stronger than covenant.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.